This is a Fox News alert. Ivana Trump has died. I'm Rich Dennison. The first wife of former President Trump passed away today at the age of 73.
In a statement on his social media platform, former President Trump says his ex-wife, Ivana, was a wonderful, beautiful, amazing woman. The Trump family said in a statement their mother was incredible, a force in business, a world-class athlete, a radiant beauty, and caring mother and friend. They say she was a survivor who fled communism and embraced the U.S., that she will be missed by her three children, Ivanka, Donald Jr., and Eric, along with her 10 grandchildren. Ivana was married to Trump from 1977 through 1992 and told media outlets during his run for president that she would sometimes advise him. They would talk about his TV appearances. She said she told him to be more calm.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid today declared they would not allow Iran to become a nuclear power. President Biden says he still wants to give diplomacy a chance, while Lapid insists that tough words alone won't thwart Tehran's nuclear ambitions. Peyton Gendron, the teen accused of killing 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket in May, has now been indicted on more than two dozen federal counts.
14 of them violate the Hate Crimes Prevention Act. The rest are federal firearms charges. All of the 10 people killed were Black Americans that investigators say Gendron targeted. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Gendron's acts demonstrate the threat of white supremacy on communities. The indictments put both life in prison and the death penalty on the table. Attorney General Garland will decide which punishment to seek.
Fox's Gernal Scott. South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has been charged with murder in connection with last year's deaths of his wife and son, who were shot to death outside their home. The indictment released today says Murdaugh killed his wife with a rifle and his son with a shotgun. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The World Health Organization is out with a new report on why there seem to be more animal-borne disease outbreaks in humans, like monkeypox.
The World Health Organization confirms there are more outbreaks of diseases. 63% more diseases jumping from animals to humans in Africa in just one decade. It's called zoonosis. The pathogens may be bacteria, viruses, or parasites that spread to humans through direct contact or food, water, or the environment. Sicknesses like monkeypox, dengue fever, anthrax, and plague. WHO notes that Africa has the world's fastest growing population, which brings more urbanization and reduces roaming habitat for wild animals, more close encounters for animal-borne disease, and quicker travel across the continent for viruses to cross borders. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Mass graves are discovered in Poland that date back to Nazi atrocities in World War II.
Special investigators in Poland say they found two mass graves containing the ashes of at least 8,000 Poles slain by the Nazis. The Nazis later tried to hide the executions by incinerating the bodies and planting trees on the burial pits, using other inmates, mainly Jewish, to cover up their heinous act. Those inmates were also murdered. The victims, mostly inmates of a German prisoner camp in Poland, were killed in the forest between 1940 and 44. Investigators marking the finding this week with speeches and wreath laying at the site, which is about 100 miles north of Warsaw. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Emirates Air has rejected a demand by London's Heathrow Airport for airlines to cut the number of passengers on summer flights in a bid to ease travel disruptions. The Mideast carrier today accusing Heathrow's management of incompetence for not being able to deal with the super peak period for travel. It comes a day after Heathrow announced it was capping daily passenger numbers at 100,000, asking airlines to stop selling tickets. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.